I think it'd be reasonable to say that most everybody, with a few exceptions, enjoy a good birthday celebration, especially our own, as we started out as a very young age with family and friends doting over us on that day where we are the center of attention, and enjoy all that being the focus of everyone just for that one particular day. But after that short 16 hours that we're awake, we go to bed, we wake up the next day, and it all starts over again. And today we celebrate the feast of the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And like her, she doesn't desire attention. She wants to be the focus, but she wants to be the focus for us to love her, but more importantly, to love her Son, that we come to God the Father through him. The situation is, with talking about her birth, is that with us, we pretty well know the history of people that we're celebrating. We know about their birth, we know about their family, but there's really not much that's written in anything in Scripture that talks about Mary's birth. And as I found, that pretty much it, tradition speaks of her birthplace as either being Nazareth, but more likely Bethlehem. So my curiosity led me to want to learn and see if I could find out about her birth. And so I had to go to my personal librarian, my better half Barbara, who provided me with two sources. One was The Life of the Blessed Virgin Mary by Venerable Anne Catherine Emmerich, and the other one, The Life of Mary as Seen by the Mystics, compiled by Raphael Brown. Both of these references have the Nihil Obstat and the Imprimatur, declaring that neither contains doctrinal or moral errors in sharing the private revelations of the Blessed Virgin to the mystics. And these two that I reference will be from St. Bridget of Sweden and Anne Catherine Emmerich. Now, while the Church has no declaration or endorsement about the contents, one is free to listen to the revelations, to hear them as a religious novel, so to speak, not as a fifth gospel. And, who knows, possibly enrich your love for our Mother Mary. But I'd like to start with Mary's parents, St. Anne and St. Joachim. They were from ancestors who had love of humility, chastity, mortifications, and simple lives. While single, they both prayed for a spouse to help each other in living according to the divine law. Angels presented their prayers to the throne of the Blessed Trinity, and God decreed that this pure couple should unite in marriage that would result in the birth of the mother of the Messiah. And this was announced to both by the Archangel Gabriel. Anne was 24 and Joachim was 42 when they married. They remained childless for the next 20 years until God, having heard their petitions, resolved to give Anne and Joachim a daughter called Mary, blessed among women and filled with the Holy Ghost, as announced again by the Archangel Gabriel. Almighty God had purified them and transfigured them until the day the conception of Mary, the Mother of God, took place. After God had created the immaculate soul of Mary, he showed it to the choirs of angels in heaven, who felt intense joy seeing this unique beauty. As Mary's soul was infused into her body, Anne became filled with the Holy Ghost, experiencing extraordinary devotion and happiness. However, to increase Anne's merit, God allowed her to undergo grievous trials during her pregnancy, up until early September, when she was informed interiorly by the Lord of her daughter's birth, that it was near. Telling the news to Joachim, she then sent for three of her closest women relatives to come and aid her. During the night, a supernatural light filled the room surrounding Anne, making her invisible while she gave birth to her daughter Mary. At the moment of Mary's birth, God gave her pure soul a mystical vision of the Blessed Trinity in heaven, endowing her with miraculous privilege of full use of her reason and of all of her senses. As soon as she opened her eyes, she saw her parents and all the angels God had assigned to guard and protect her throughout her life. Archangel Gabriel announced the great news of the birth of Mary to all the prophets, patriarchs, and the souls in limbo. In heaven, the Blessed Trinity announced to the choirs of angels, "Our chosen one shall be called Mary. This name is to be powerful in grace." In the book, Mary Day by Day, on this day, St. Andrew of Crete wrote, "The birth of the Mother of God is the prelude to the union of the Word to flesh. Today the Virgin is born, tended and formed, and prepared for her role as Mother of God, who is the universal King of the ages." The Church in Vatican II on Our Lady states, "In an exalted fashion, by reason of the merits of her Son, united to him by a close and indissoluble tie, she is endowed with the high office and dignity of being the mother of the Son of God. And because of this gift of sublime grace, she far surpasses all creatures, both in heaven and on earth, occupying a place in the Church which is the highest after Christ and the closest to us." So to honor Mary on this day that we celebrate the memory of her birth, we'd like to call on her to intercede on our behalf for peace around the world. And in thanksgiving for her birth, why don't you pray with me the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.